Let's begin. We're up to Simon Sadi Dalid. Sad. The laws of Eruvei Chatzeros. This goes back to the sugya of Erev and Hilchas Erevin. We actually learned this in Shulchan Aruch. When we first started this kolel, we learned Chelek Dalid, Mishnah Berurah Chelek Dalid. And we actually learned all these halachas in detail. We had pictures. Some of these halachas can be a little bit complicated, so we'll go slow.
We're coming up to an anniversary.
Oh, Zois Chanukah, our third anniversary, right? Zois Chanukah was the first day of the kolel. I remember that, okay. The sign is still hanging. The original sign is still hanging on the... Shnei Yisraelim o Yoyser Hadadim b'chatzer echad, two Jews or more who live in one courtyard. Kol echad b'cheder b'fnei atzmo. We have a courtyard. And in the courtyard, okay, you have to picture all of these situations in your mind. We have a courtyard. In the courtyard, there are two rooms. Or you could think of a building, you have two apartments, and two apartments open up into one hallway. So each bias, each bias is a reshus hayachid, and the chotzer is a reshus hayachid. So really, in truth, how many reshus do we have? How many do we have in this enclosure? We have a courtyard and two homes. We have three. We have home number one, home number two, and the courtyard. Are you allowed? And no one here has made an error. There's no question that this is a perfect reshus sayachit. So actually, three separate reshus sayachits. Number bias one, bias two, and the courtyard. And there's no need to make an eruv because we have walls. So everyone is allowed to carry in their home. But now what we want to do is we want to carry from their home into the courtyard or from one home into the other home. So what is the law? The law is that it's usser. If you live in an apartment building and there is no eruv chatzeros, you're not allowed to carry from your apartment to the hallway. You're not allowed to carry from the hallway to your apartment, and it goes without saying you're not allowed to carry from your apartment to your neighbor's apartment. Bigger chiddush, let's say there are two apartments. You have two apartments next to each other. You're in a hotel for Shabbos. And you have two rooms, joining rooms, and they're owned by different people. You have two families, not dealing with one family that has for the children, with tfisas yad, where it's one family, but let's say two separate families, and we're next to each other, so maybe on Shabbos we'll get together. And you knock on the door, and you open up the door, and you want to carry something from your room into your neighbor's room. So you're not even going through the chutz, you're going just from one room to another. Now, hotel is not a good example because hotel is not even yours. Not even the hallway. I'm talking about going directly. You don't own the apartments.
Two adjoining
bungalows, and there's a door between them. It's locked, and you want to open up the door. So each one owns their bungalow 100%, and there's a wall between them, and there's a window between them, or a door between them, and you want to carry from your bias to the next bias. You're not allowed to do so, even though you've not gone through the chotzer. So what he's given us over here in this so far is four different situations. From the bias to the courtyard, from the courtyard to the bias, from one bias to another bias through the courtyard, and even, case number four, from one bias to another bias without going through the courtyard because the two batim are adjacent one to another. In all of these examples, it is usser, usser, usser. Derabanan. Only midrabanan. Midaraisa, it's mutter because midaraisa, you are allowed to go from one Rishul Sayachid to another Rishul Sayachid. So it's also only Midrabanan. Because the Gzeira, this comes from Shlomo HaMelech, Im Chacham B'ni Yismach Li Gamani, Li Gamani. Hashem says to you, on this halach, it was said that Shlomo HaMelech instituted the concept of Eruv Chatzeros. Shlomo HaMelech was afraid that if we allow a person to go from the Bais to Chatzor, from the Chatzor to the Bais to Bais from the Chatzor, one Bais to another Bais, he will say, if the same way I can go from one Rishus to another Rishus, I can also go from a Rishus Sayochi to a Rishus Sarab and vice versa, and that is a violation of an Isser Derai. So this is a Geder Harchoka. It's one of the earliest Harchokas Chazal have made. One of the mitzvahs to Rabbanon, there are seven mitzvahs to Rabbanon, one of the mitzvahs to Rabbanon is Hilchos is Mil Erevin. And that includes Eruvi Chatzeros and Eruvi Tchumen. It's one of the earliest takanas of Chazal. One of the seven mitzvahs that Chazal have added to the Taryag mitzvahs. So you're not letting go of Afilu Beloy Derech HaLuchat Kogoyin Sheesh Pesach HaLuchalon Bein Beisol Sholzeh Lebein Sholzeh Asurin L'taltal Derech Sham U'mitzvah Aleihem La'asos Eruvi Chatzeros Shlo Yavoh Lidei Mechshol. This is the big Suya Begin Erev. Just like there's a principle that when it comes to a community, there is a very great mitzvah for the Rabbanim, an obligation for the Rabbanim to make an Eruv in the community, so too, this is Nichlal in that halacha, there is a mitzvah to make an Eruve Chatzeros in an apartment building or between one apartment and another apartment, because it's very likely the person becomes the Nichshol and carrying from the bayis to the hallway. Okay, when it comes to a city, they never had a place like New York City or America or major cities, so some Rabbanim want to say that Bizman Hazeh, it's not Muchach that it's a mitzvah to make an Erev in a community, because Yotza Schor Behefsedo, the extreme difficulty that is involved in maintaining and upkeeping an Erev in a community is mind-boggling, and the expense is overwhelming. It's very, very hard to maintain. People get excited very often in the beginning of when they make, oh, we're going to have a community, we're going to make an Erev, we're going to raise money, make an appeal, and they put up an Erev with very high standards. We will discuss this, and then over time, to keep up the funds, to get the money to have people check the Erev, and to maintain the high standards is extremely difficult in modern times. And therefore, many Rabbanim have come along and said, this that we're familiar, it's brought down in all the places, that it's a mitzvah, it's not obligation, they will quote for you chapter and verse, all the responses, all the shas tshuvas, Rabbanim have a duty to make an Erev. Who says that principle applies today in New York City, in Brooklyn, where it's infinitely, exponentially more complicated than it was years ago? I listened to Shirim Leili from Sun Rabbanim on Erevin, and they're quoting chapter and verse that you must make an Erev at any cost. And they quote all the tshuvas of the mitzvah that people have to carry. It affects quality of life, and you have to make an Erev. And the response is that's not necessarily true. It was true. You're living in a little shtetl in Europe, and you have in the whole shtetl 5,000 people. Okay, in a chanami. But when you're living in a city where
Charles was in the bank
across the street, when you live,
as you mentioned, when you had Brova and Hadrasmelach, you had one shul, so everyone.
It was possible, right? You're living in a city 8 million people in New York City, and it's a nightmare of nightmares to put up an Erev. Who says that you should abuse, the Imam should abuse these truths? It's the first thing called, I heard a certain way of darshing and darshing over and over. It's a mitzvah, you mechuyev, you must. It's very, all the truths you're quoting from are truths of little shtetlach. You're not quoting from a, yeah.
There's an error in the account.
Yeah.
You don't need an error.
Oh, so we're going to come back later on. That's a very very complicated issue. So let's say, yeah, you live in a community where there is an Erev, but you don't hold up the Erev.
No,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing to talk about. They did it. There's nothing to talk about. If you live in a community where there is an Erev that everyone holds by, which there are many communities, you're in an apartment building, you do not need to do anything. You're done. It's a done deal. You finished the Eruv Chatzeres that was made by the Rabbanim for the entire city. It automatically includes you. The problem is, let's say you live in a community where there is an Erev that is questionable. Some use, some don't use it. When you're in a good mood, you use it, and when you're not, when you need it, you need it to use it. What? Not every place.
Even in Yerushalayim, people don't use it.
Okay, so let's. There's a chumrah. All right.
In Yerushalayim, there's some that carry. Just that you should remember that you're not allowed.
Are there many variations? Not going into all the rules, but the issue, this is a very important issue. That do you use? So let's say I don't use the community Erev. I don't use it. I don't hold of the way they. But they did make an Erev Chatzeros. The Tzibor did make an Erev Chatzeros for the whole. So do I still need to make an Erev Chatzeros?
You can trust them though, for the Erev.
It's not a matter of trust. It's a matter of you trust them for the Erev. They're working with a certain set of guidelines which have it's not the hashkacha. That's not hashkacha. There are opinions. Rav Moshe has a very strong opinion. The Chazon Ish never issued a psak halacha, but when the writings of the Chazon Ish, there are people that feel that is a different approach. Those who make the Erev are Talmidei Chachamim, and they are responsible people. They're working with the rules, the guidelines, and it's 100% new. The reason why you're not young is because I'm a student of a different group. So I just don't rely upon those principles. But if I would rely upon those principles, I trust these people. They've done it kedas suchadin with all of the hidum that's possible, and they've also made an eruvi chatzeros. Eruvi chatzeros is not questionable. So in Achanami, you don't have to make an eruvi chatzeros. And even if you do want to make an eruvi chatzeros, which some people feel they do, I don't know, I'm not exactly sure why, you don't make a bracha.
You don't have access to the eruvi chatzeros.
You do have access. The whole Klal Yisrael has access. It's some, wherever it is.
Yeah, okay, so I can go eat over there, but I don't have to take it out.
They have access. Yeah, supposedly, whoever's making the Erev, there is access. There's a shul where it's available. Where the box of matzah, you have to have 8 kazesim. 8 kazesim is enough of 18 grogos. Once you get to anything under 18 people, you have to have a kazayis for each person. Once you get to 18 people, it's enough for the whole world.
But his question is very, yes. In the Eretz Yisrael, you have the Erev in the shul.
Yeah, you can see it. So
we made an Erev in our dead-end block, and then suddenly, one Shabbos, the guy went away for Shabbos.
That's the problem.
No one else had the Erev.
I don't know the answer.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
So we actually have to
have... You have to have more than one box.
Got to be access.
Access there. Also, people don't know this. You're not allowed to put the Erev in a closet. You have to put the Erev in a bias. The Erev has to be in one of the Rishuyos.
Right.
And a Rishus has to be fit for a mezuzah, which means it's Dalit by Dalit. It's 4 Amos by 4 Amos.
Eight feet by eight feet.
And has to be L'chatchila, not the area, but has to be an actual square. So if you put the box of mats in a closet, it's not a kosher Erev Chatzeros.
It's a walking closet.
A walk-in closet is no good. It has to be put in a room. Has to be put in a room which is fit to put a mezuzah. But now people make that report. Where's the Erev? It's in the closet. Closet is it's not a kosher Erev. It's in a makom that's not called a bias.
We can take it out for.
You're gonna forget. You keep it in the closet all week and you take it out. You take it out for Shabbos. It's a recipe for disaster. It's a recipe. You have to work on autopilot. You have to have a system in place.
The house that has the most bunch of kids running in and out. You know,
that the matzah is gone.
Shabbos, you put it on top of the cabinet. The kids can't reach
it. Going back to that question, if you have a community where we have an Erev and you don't use the Erev, but you don't have to make an Erev Chatzeres because they already have made the Erev Chatzeres on your behalf. Some people, they anyway want to do it, but if they do it, they're not allowed to make a bracha. It'll be a bracha levatala because there already is an Erev. And then there's another Shiloh that when they do it, so you can make a lot of trouble. I have an apartment building, I'm making the Erev just for the people in the apartment building. So you're excluding them by being a part of the apartment building. There are going to be people in the apartment building that also use the flap of sheriff. So if you're going to make an Eruv Chatzeres to people in the apartment building and they're going to want to carry in the apartment building, you can't have it both ways. You can't be part of the whole city and part of the apartment building. We have to go through the details how that works. So when you make a private, if you have a community where you have a public Erev and then you're making an additional Erev in your apartment building, Liesar Se'es, when you make that Erev, you have to say this Erev is not just for the apartment building, it's for the whole city. And the whole, in Flapush, when you make an Erev in an apartment building, I don't hold a Flapush Erev. I'm making my own Erev Chatzeres in my apartment building. The Nusach, look in the Siddur, L'chol B'nei Ho'ir. Though that box of matzah is for the whole city. Because if you're going to limit your Erev in your apartment building only to the people in this building, you're putting some people in a very difficult situation. Because there are going to be people in the apartment building that are going to use both. They I'm part of you, and I'm part of the city. You can't dance at two weddings. So either, you're either part of us, or you're part of us, you're not part of the city, so then you can't carry from your apartment building into the street. Even if you use the flap or share, because in addition to the Erev, the walls and the mechitzah, the Surah Pesach, you also have to have a Erev Chatzeros. My Erev Chatzeros is limited. I've chosen to be part of this building. I'm part of this building. I can't go take from this building out into the street, because the street is a different rishos, a different community. And I can't take from the street into the building because in the street, because you have to follow all the rules. It can get complicated. So therefore, lechatchila, if you're in a place where they have an Erev already in existence, and you want to go make another Erev for a Chumrah in a more controlled area, and you make the Erev Chatzeres, so Ruba de Ruba, you're not going to make a bracha. You will not make a bracha. Number two, when you make the bracha, when you make the Erev Chatzeres and you recite the Nusach, which will come to the end of the Siman, the Nusach has to be for the entire city. So that there is going to be not going to be an exclusive area for two different people. We'll come to that a little bit later on. It gets very complicated when they're living in a city where there's an Erev and you don't want to use the Erev. Okay, let's see over here on the bottom. Halacha Aleph, Adar Mechatzer, Ayin B'Shulchan Aruch, the Mechalek Bein Machane L'Shayara, the B'Machane Chayav. Okay, he's talking over here about this concept. We have here a concept of there is a mitzvah to make an Erev. Now there's an exception to the fascinating exception to a rule, a Shayara. When people are traveling on Shabbos, a caravan, they're traveling and they stop for Shabbos and they put up makeshift mechitzos around the place where they encamp in order they can carry from their, what they call RVs, they can call, what is called an RV, they can go from the RV into the public area. So the RV is a private area, right? An RV, you have a group of people that are touring the country, going on a summer trip, they're going cross country, everyone rented an RV, they're traveling from New York to California and back, and they stop over for Shabbos at a park, an RV park, all these places, and then so we have three families, we're coming together, four families, each in the RV, we want to be able to carry a picnic area on Shabbos.
No problem at all staying in the
RV? No, definitely not. Turn off the engine. No problem whatsoever. Absolutely, that's the bias. As long as you don't have electricity, as long as you fix up the electricity, you don't turn the lights on and off when you do things. It definitely can be done. And now you go to a trailer park, okay, and you park your RV, three together, and you know what? Left a Shabbos.
Let's eat together.
Make a little picnic area. We're able to carry from the RV into the area. So we'll take four poles. Very easy. Take four poles of fishing wire, and we'll set up a little makeshift Erev. It'll be a piece of cake. So do we also need to make an Eruv Chatzeros? No, you don't. Because that's not called a camp, that's called a Shayara. And a Shayara, Chazal never required a Shayara caravan to make Eruv Chatzeros. It's not just a well-known halacha. The Mechalek Bein Machane L'Shayara. What?
In modern Hebrew, a trailer like that is called a caravan.
Let's see what it says here. I'm willing to bet that there'll be machmirim that will say that our RVs today in the United States, it's no longer called for recreation, it's no longer called a shayar, it's called a machane, and you have to make an Ervi Chatzes. Who knows? Let's see what it says over here. I am Shulchan Aruch. The mechalek bein machane l'shayar, the b'machane chayavim la'ariv uveshayar peturim. The achilik beinayim who the b'shayara einim kavuim sham. They're not kavu sham. Rak nochim sham b'nei Shabbos. Uvemachane heim kavuim zman rav. A machane is a place where you stay for a prolonged period of time. So there you make an erev. Man rav. I am b'gan Avraham primogodim. That's halacha. Shayar does not require every chatzeros. I am b'shnabura b'shem hagra lehepach. The b'shayara tzrichim la'ariv. No, pum fakert. A shayara requires an erev. Umachane peturim v'shayrei mikre k'shem pachus me'asar. What's called a shayara? A shayara requires less than 10 people because less than 10 people is arai. It's not considered to be a kviyas. Less than 10 people. Memelo, you don't need it. Ulamala me'asara. I'm sorry, it's not a tircha. It's only a few people. I think it means less than a tircha. Only a few people. He holds a shayu mechuyiv to make an Erev. Ulamalo me'asara, more than 10 people, nechlolim b'shem machaneh. And according to the Gur, it's just the opposite. A machaneh is exempt. Okay, I don't know more than this.
We're talking about an Erev Chatzeres.
Erev Chatzeres, for travelers.
I need an Erev to go...
Of course, davar pashit. There's something called Pasei Biros, which we don't have anymore. Pasei Biros is the only exception to having the Erev. You have four corners, one Amma, even in the middle of a Rishus Harabim, an amazing Kiddush. It's mind-boggling, Halacha.
That was only by the...
Early Regalim. Oilei regalim for the famayim. That's the only exception. Today, there's no such thing today as pasi biros. There's no oilei regalim for famayim today, so it cannot be done. But it's an amazing thing where you have paritz muba in the middle of a reshus harabim. What's going on here? It's in the middle of the reshus harabim. It's paritz meruba, and you're allowed to carry inside because the corners have designated an area, marked off an area to itself. The kol zeh b'shas shalom, time of peace. Al b'shas shalom, you show me yitzum l'muchama war. I guess it's one of the rules for it that sahal IDF when they're on shmir, when they do different things, when they have groups of people, the namachuyev to make an uvichatzeros l'chora. Aval bar b'shas l'muchama afilu l'muchemes harshus peturin neuvichatzeros afilu b'chazeros l'muchama. They are exempt from the rules of a Ruvi Chatzeres, even when they come back from war. An amazing, amazing chiddush. Okay, halacha base. Shnei Chatzeres Sheyesh B'neim Pesach. Now we go to more detail of the configuration. Two courtyards. Okay, so now we're getting a little more complex. We're now going to two courtyards. Okay, we're not just dealing with one courtyard with two batim inside. Now we're dealing with two adjacent courtyards. You have an apartment building, and there are two areas, and each one has its own set of apartments, and these two courtyards, these two lobbies, they connect one into another. Shtei chatzeros shriyesh b'nei im pesach im reitzim oisim ukol b'nei chatzer erev echad b'fnei atzma umutam ukol b'nei chatzer l'taltel b'chatzer shalhem. If these two courtyards, which are next to each other, each courtyard, let's say, has five apartments opening up into each individual courtyard, and each one can leave to the street with their own entrance. They do not need to, one does not need to walk through the other. Each one has their own way of leaving They do not need to join together as one. Since each courtyard has their own exit to the street, if they want, they can each be separate. These five make their own Eruv Chatzeros, and these five make their own Eruv Chatzeros. They can carry from their house to the courtyard, and the courtyard to the house to house, but they, of course, may not go from one courtyard into the next courtyard. They have to keep themselves separate, even though there is access between the two, being that it's not necessary to go from one to the other. They can leave through another exit to the street. They are considered to be separate, if they want. But if they want, then they can join together. Like we make in a city, a whole city can come together as one. To go from one courtyard to another courtyard, even a utensil that is in my bias can be taken to the other courtyard, from courtyard 1 to courtyard B, and this utensil, when Shabbos began, will start out in one of the private domains, which we'll discuss what he's coming to allude to in a few moments. Now, v'im yesh bein hachatzeros afilu rak chaloin shu l'chol apachos rochav arb tfachim, if in between the two courtyards there is a window, that is, in other words, you can't just make an eruv hachatzeros between two courtyards if there's no access. There must be at least an opening that's 4 tfachim, rochav arba tfachim, v'goyv arba tfachim. The window must be 4 tfachim wide by 4 tfachim wide. If you remember from Daf Yomi in the picture books, they illustrate exactly this case. They have two courtyards next to each other, and there is a window that's 4 the opening between the two. V'vesoch asor tfachim, and this gap must be within 10 tfachim from the ground. Samach li'aretz, v'ein bo siriga. There are no shutters closing this opening. Gam kein yichol mar b'yachan. You can make an, you can join between the two. Aval, here's the catch. Bepachos mizeh ein yecholim la'arev biyachad. If there is no opening between the two courtyards, you cannot join together. What's the obvious kasha? If there's no opening, how are you going to be able to go? So the answer is, if the opening is smaller, the opening is only a tefach by a tefach, so I can pass things in between the wall. So I can pass things in between a small little opening, or through the roof. I have an opening to my roof, and I can go up on the roof and then come over on the other side. So you have another. But that's not called a Pesach. The roof area is not considered a Pesach. The Pesach must be on the bottom, below 10 Tefachim, in between the two. That's what, or let's say you have another window on top, above 10 Tefachim. That's another way to get in between the two. So if you have not made a Eruv Chatzeros, you cannot transfer from one to the other. And the only way you're allowed to make an Eruv Chatzeros is if you have a halachic opening from one to the other. And a halachic opening is only kosher if it's at least 4 tefachim wide by 4 tefachim tall, and it's entirely below 10 tefachim from the ground. That is a halachic Pesach, which gives you the opportunity, if you so wish, to make the Eruv Chatzeros, and once that's done, now you can transfer from one courtyard to the other courtyard in any way that you like. If you have a window between the two batim, wait, what's thing over here? The basic command, you have a window, going back, we had over here before. The bottom, right? Between the courtyards, you have to have an opening on the ground, below 10 tefachim. But between two bottom, if I want to make an Eruv Chatzeros in order to have a two bottom that are connected one to another without a courtyard, then you don't have the stringency that the opening must be below 10 tefachim. Then the opening can be even above 10 tefachim. One more time, those words. V'im yesh chalon bein shtei batim, not courtyards, but batim. Afilu hu gavo l'malo mi'asar tefachim yecholim arv yachad. That is considered a pesach that combines the two. Mishum debesa, a bayis. Anyway, we consider them to be one. The fact that the walls go one into the other, it's much more lenient. Halacha Gimel. Going back to courtyard. Shtei chatzerois zu lifnei mizu. Uvnei hachatzer apnimis ein lohem derech el harachav rak derech hachatzer hachitzayna. So here we get some complicated cases. The only way the people in the inner courtyard can exit to the street is by walking through the outer courtyard. But the people in the outer courtyard have no need to go into the inner courtyard. So how do and these two groups of people are not on the best terms. So they don't all want to come together. Who is going to ruin it for who? Sheyesh Pesach bein shtei chatzeros v'derech sham hochim imroitz, if they want more of them, be'eruv echad yachad. That would be the easiest solution. They should just make one joint eruv between the two courtyards. Shalom al Yisrael. Berovam hadras melech. But what happens? V'im lo yeruv yachad, and each one makes their own separate eruv. In b'nei apni mislevadim eruv. If the people on the inside alone make an eruv, hey mutam l'tatl b'chatzah shalohem. Very good. So they can carry in their own courtyard. No problem. Why? Why don't we say the people in the outer courtyard are going to ruin it? Because the people in the outer courtyard have no business coming into the inner courtyard. They have no need to be there. What are you doing there? Keep off. Because the outer courtyard did not make an ev, they did not make an ev among themselves, and they're not going to ruin it for the inside. But the in b'nei apnimis loy ervu, Ella b'nei achitzayna levada me'ervu. But let's say the people on the inside did not make an erev, and the people on the outside made an erev. Loi mahani lohem ha'erev. Why not? Because the people on the inside have right of passage, and when they walk from their inner courtyard to the outer courtyard, they are interfering with the privacy of the outer courtyard. Kimi achash shebnei apnimis yesh lohem drisa regel, they have right of passage derech achatz achitzayna, heim oishrim aleihem irun. Their privacy. It's not considered to be one big happy family. They cannot take from their bias to the chotzer because there are more people that are partners in this rishus. It's like going from rishus hayochid to rishus harabim. Because who has access rights in this courtyard? Not only the people of the bottom, the people of the courtyard, but other people from another courtyard.
So now nobody can carry?
No one can carry. You can't carry from the bias to the courtyard because it resembles going from rishus hayochid to rishus harabim. My bias is private property. The courtyard is shared by this entire group plus another group, so it's one rishus to another to a rishus that's more public. The zehu dafka. Now here comes the chiddush. He's now going to say very big chiddush. This is the sugi himself, the ervin. The zehu dafka in bnei apnimis lo ervu. The oz kevin shehem oishim zels. And here's the law. He's saying a lot of lumbus. Since the people in the inside are very problematic people, each individual ruins it for the other individual. Oishim zel zeh bimukaimam tahavile regel hasu bimukaima beregel hasu bimukaima oser skam bimukaim acher. Since in the inner courtyard each individual is harming their fellow individual, the harm that they do to themselves spreads. It's contagious. It spreads to the outer courtyard, and also is going to prohibit the people in the outer courtyard from carrying from their bottom to the courtyard. Let's clarify by reading the next words. Avo. to clarify this point, im ervu gam heim bifnei atzman she'oz mutarim letatel b'mekoymam v'havilei regel hamuteres b'mekoymam einam oisrim gam al hachitzayna, even though they did not make an eruv chatzeros. So it's very chiddush. If the people on the inside have made among themselves an eruv chatzeros, so the people on the inside are allowed to carry from their bayis to their own private courtyard on the inside, there are people that are not going to be oiser zeh al zeh. Chazal were lenient. Once they do not oiser zeh al zeh on their inner courtyard, even though they have a right of passage through the outer courtyard, it's not so terrible. It's not going to ruin it for the people of the outer courtyard. The people of the outer courtyard make an erev chatzeros, they can carry in the outer courtyard. Okay, so is that clear? That's the lumnus. The lumnus again is that even though it's a leniency, when you go from the outer courtyard, you go from the bayis into the courtyard, you're really going from a reshus that's private to a reshus that is shared by two groups, the outer group and the inner group, being that the inner group to some degree have also joined together among themselves. They have not done the ideal and joined together with the people of the outer group, but they have done at least some degree of eruv. Again, the whole thing is only nisa midrabanan. So Chazal were extremely generous. Since the people on the inside have joined together, they have done a ma'isa eruv by joining together and brought them each person to the dargo where one is not going to ruin it for the other, at least indoors. We don't consider the damage they do by walking through the outer courtyard to be significant, to say that when the people on the inside go from their private bayis into the courtyard, it's going from reshus hayachid to what resembles a reshus harabim. And just like this is true when they all come together, he goes further to say that let's say there's only one person living on the inside. Same idea. V'chein im b'pnimis ein ador rak yisroel echad, and one person never needs an eruv chatzeros. She'ein also b'mukaymai gam alach yitzayin ein also. So even if he did not make an eruv with the people on the outside, and he has drisa regel, he has access rights, it doesn't make a difference. He's not going to ruin it. Okay, but v'ein b'pnimis dam shnayim b'loyim. He's repeating himself. But let's say inside there are two people, did not make an eruv. Af al pi shabechitzayin is different. But let's say the other way around, on the outside there's only one person living, so ordinarily if you're only one person in the bayis, it's your courtyard, so it's my bayis, my courtyard, I can carry from my bayis to my courtyard. But in this instance there's right of passage, there are two people who have right of passage coming through my courtyard. So how many people have right of passage in the courtyard? Three, me and my two inner neighbors. So when I go from my bayis to the courtyard, I'm going from a reshus that's shared by one to a reshus that's shared by three, that resembles a reshus to a reshus ramanitzaser, and you don't have here the leniency of their people that don't ruin it for each other because they did not make an eruv.
Where people don't want to make an eruv.
No, they don't want. They didn't. They just forgot to. It's not me. In Echnam, you could force them. In Echnam, you could force them. We're going in a situation where Shabbos began being able to plop themselves down, and then you wake up on Shabbos morning and you realize, who are my neighbors? Who are the people in your neighborhood? Yeah. Did you ever watch that on television? The most boring show in the world.
Mr. Ryan's neighborhood?
Yes.
Oh, it's a great show.
Okay.
What'd you go up
in? Soothe the kids. It was great.
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay.
What?
He was a reverend. He was a priest. He was a good.
Oh, yes.
That's what we're missing in this generation. That's what we're missing. The im v'chein im v'pnimis ein dar rak yisrael echad she'ein asim v'macham im gam v'chitzon ein asim v'im v'pnimis dar m'shnayim v'lo yevu af al pi shebich yitzayna on the other one ein dar ela echad kevin da havi lei regel ho asur b'mukoymo oiseres gam al hayochad.
Question.
Yes.
Somebody go to Besdin and
the nans.
In this type of studio, we have two chatzeros.
I don't think you need to do it on, you don't do it, but do it yourself. Zochin la'adam shle'befanav. I'll just pick up a box of matzah, give it to my neighbor, and say, all these people next door, all these charedim next door to me, they're all part of my Erev.
All these frumats.
They're all part of my Erev. Too bad for them. Zachin la'adam shleifanav. Let's say they get up, they make an announcement, they put up a sign on the front door, we refuse. Ein zachin la'adam ella midaitai. We refuse to be part of your Erev. So do they have a right to do so? Then I don't know what the answer is. Then maybe the
mamish midasim.
Midasim go to court. Maybe being that it's midasim, they don't have a right to refuse. I don't know the answer. I don't know. I'm sure there are people probably flappish. I don't hold of the Erev, and therefore I want to ruin it for everyone. I refuse to be part of the Eruv Chatzeros. Well, you don't think there are people like that out there? There sure are. Obviously it doesn't work. Obviously it doesn't work because the Erev is good for those who use it. So obviously you don't have a right to do it. You don't have the halachic power to not be included in the Erev. Obviously. Put chazim ma devar. I have no doubt there are crazies out there that would do something like that.
The question was asked that because the government has a right to come into the building.
So you don't need that. You don't even need an Erev Chatzeros. Tzchiras Malkum, dealing with Goyim, there's another issue. So far we're only dealing with the Jews. What happens when you have a non-Jew? A non-Jew, you have to give him money. You have to do Tzchiras Malkum. You have to rent his Rishus from them so he's also part of the family. You have Tfis Asiyah. And this gets complicated. You have a next-door neighbor. People will have this problem. You want to make an Erev, you have a next-door neighbor. And Leah says, what? I said, I want to rent. I want to give you money. You should give me Rishus. What? What are you talking about?
No,
they look at you. I don't want to get involved over here. Don't.
I don't know what. Separation of church and state.
I told my father was my last thing. My father was not well, so I substituted for my father from Mechivas Chometz. So I had one person who came in that was not yet fully religious. He was on the way. He was an older fellow, and he was, he used to come to shul, he would hear all these different things, and chiras chametz. So he came to sit down, he went, what are we doing over here? He's selling his chametz, renting the place to our address. He explained to me the shtaris, I make a kini with him, write down on the piece of paper how it works, and I explained to him in the best that I could what we're going to do. And after 20 minutes of explaining it to him, he says, I don't want to do this. I'm afraid. He's a lawyer. He's a very intelligent fellow. If you sell, he'll have rights in court. Who knows where this will lead? Who knows what this can come from this? And he refused. He picked himself up for 20 minutes and he walked out. And I really felt good. I don't know if I should have. Like, this is the real thing. This is a serious business. If you don't want to go through with it, what does the guy have already? What does this guy have in his house? He'll say, call Hamir, he's not even Bali Matsan, but I felt good, like at least I presented that this is the real deal. This is not a harama. It's a real deal. So I scared him, that was pretty good. The guy, I remember the first thing my father did with the guy. So my father went through many.
You to sell.
I am his representative.
Your house, no. He has chametz in his house.
Yes.
He bought his box of food.
Then he's giving to me a matana. He's not doing that. That's not the way. No.
Is that an option? If he didn't want to do anything with
it. Well, we have to. I'm not accepting his chametz. I don't have any way to put it. I'm not looking for trouble. He gets scared. I'm renting. I think what he really got, I tell him, you're renting the place where it is resting because you're not allowed to have it in your rishus. So we're going to rent the rishus. What? It's not my apartment anymore. I'm renting my sublet. This legal according to law. And I said, this is binding this document. It's good according to New York State law. That's what it says on the shtar. And like, he got turned off. But my father sold many years different. We had different goyim. Some very intelligent, some not so intelligent. But my father changed to a more intelligent non-Jew. It was a woman, and it came time to buy back the chametz. And my father sat down and said, okay, so we're going to proceed. You gave us a down payment, Erev Pesach. gave us $20, a down payment, and we have here a long list of apartments and locations, and now we're going to, you own it over, you own everything. We made 7 transactions, it's yours, and you gave us a down payment, and now it's part two. It's time to proceed and to go through a full evaluation, and you'll pay the balance. We're now going to appoint 3 professionals to assess, to go to each home, to enter, and to evaluate the worth of the chametz, and you will have to be responsible for the down payment, which can come out to many thousands of dollars. And the guy turned white. I'm not joking. The guy really, like, what did I get myself into? And that was very good. It only happens once. And then, but if you want, we'll negotiate. We'll cancel. We'll buy it back. I'll give you back the deposit, and we'll just cancel the whole thing. Okay. Next year, she didn't turn white. And then, oh, on for their time, you know, they make money out of this.
No, she said, by the way, I saved up quite a bit now.
And then, over the years, it's like they want, it's easy money. Big deal. So they sit down for an hour, and they get all this attention, and all these people are coming, getting the attention. Oh, this is the famous guy. Buying the chametz, everyone is giving them attention, and they make $100 off the deal. It became like, how dare you not sell me the chametz? It's like the mamash tevea, and if you don't, then we had another guy at the very end that this one really, like, if we didn't sell her the chametz, she was really insulted. And it's amazing how far it goes. You start out when you're scared stiff, what you're getting yourself into, to the point where it's easy money, you get some covered attention, you don't want to give it up. Okay, let's just finish up this one halach on the bottom, based on the finished, based on the bottom, it says over here, regular hasumba mukhaima, I am Bishari Chuva, the Ayoros Shemutarim Lataltam Alayde Tsurasa Pesach. Here's the case we discuss. You have a city, which is a kosher Erev. You have a Tsurasa Pesach, the Chutz, Me'erev Dorm, Gamkin, Tsas, Yudim, no, it's a different, I'm going to give you something later on. The Dorm, outside of the Erev limits are other people. Every Erev only goes that far, right? You have to go look at the map where the Erev goes to. You're always going to have Jews living on the other side of the Erev that are going to come. They have Drisa Saregel. Other side, they're coming. Drisa Saregel, they're coming in. They're coming in for a Simcha. So why don't we say that the fact that they have Drisa Saregel, they ruin it. They ruin it for everyone in the city. Isn't that a very, very good kasha? Just, you have 2 courtyards, and the inner courtyard, they did not make an Erev, so they regel hoy seres zel ze. You have 10 people in the inner courtyard, each one is a harm, is a takala for their neighbor. Because they didn't make, so once they're a takala for their neighbor, and in addition to that, they have drisa saregel on the outer courtyard, they ruin it for the outer courtyard. You could say exactly the same thing when it comes to its Pesach. You have a city as an Erev, and outside the Erev boundary there are people. There are people outside the Erev boundary, and they have not made an Erev. So each one outside the Erev is Sarah Zelza, and they have rights, access rights, Drisa Saregel, by coming into your city. So why doesn't every Erev in the metropolitan area should be no good because there are people that are coming inside? That's his question. So it's not shaykh. Why is it not shaykh? I don't know exactly why. Maybe it's, I don't know why. I don't know why it's different. Maybe because they don't have to come. And they're not locked in. Is that the reason why? Gam king afilu ach kishabam lemakom haheter mutam betiltol vola shaykh bezer regel hasur bimakom oiseres bimakom acher vechein kas the bikri adim ayin sham taimam. But you have to look. I don't know what the reason is. Ve'ayin bezer oid baruch hashem. Okay, but it's, he points out that it's not the same. A courtyard. Probably it's because when you're dealing with a courtyard, you're more confined. I'm just guessing. You're more confined. When you're more confined, you have to walk through. You have no choice. You have an inner courtyard, an outer courtyard. I'm guessing the reason is there's no choice. You have to walk out. If you have a city and there are people over here, they have rights. Gesunte hate. You can, it's a free country. You can go wherever you want. Google car can come down your block whenever they want and take pictures of your house. It's a free country. But it doesn't mean they have to. They're not confined. They're not mechuyev to do so. So that's probably the reason why it's not the same darg of regel. Hoser Chazal did not make that takon here. All right, we'll stop here for a 2-minute break. Thank you.